everybody. Brace yourselves. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. How is it going on this Monday morning? It's beautiful out. Rejoice. Complaining about the weather will resume as temperatures skyrocket later this week. It's Dave in here, August 27th. We started out talking about that perfect weekend in which I attended my brother's wedding. They chose wisely, weather-wise. Hopefully you were out and about as well. Many of you probably at the Big ELO show, which we reviewed today. All kinds of people were posting from that this week, I saw on my social media. Perhaps you were one of them. You're doing it wrong. A story that we had earlier that would be of important note, if you're about to tell the birds and the bees story to your kids, this may be a cautionary tale for you. We had some Foley fun today involving the listeners out there and sound effects. And it's Monday morning, so we rounded up the dumb folks out there making the news, did away with them in thin the herd. It's all in here for you right now. Let's dive in. It's time for the Daily Podcast.
It was, I got to tell you, your brother lucked out in the biggest way.
Can we have that again?
Right.
And again?
Saturday's weather was absolutely perfect. Dave's brother got married on Saturday, and it was like, oh my God, was it an outdoor wedding?
Yes. You know, wow. In a winery.
Oh, wow. It was perfect.
Oh,
it was, what a great day to have that.
Yep.
You know, thank God it's not going to be this weekend. This weekend, well, I'm not sure what's going to happen for the weekend. All I know is for the next few days. Today is the coolest day the next few days. Tomorrow will get to about 94 and it'll feel like 102. Wednesday, it'll be about the same, but it'll feel like 108.
That's fine. Right? Dry out my lawn.
Yeah. Please, I really need some dry dirt.
I need to mow. It's been a while.
I do indeed.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
The ELO show, I got to talk about this. The ELO show on Friday night was simply amazing. Musically, one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life.
I heard the sound was incredible.
The sound was spectacular, no matter where you were. Visually, it left a little to be desired.
Did it?
Because I didn't have the greatest seats in the world, and you know, so I really couldn't see up close on the stage.
Okay.
And the video that they shot was just bad video. It was just like, it was always like, you know, wide shots and two shots.
No close-ups or anything?
There was never a close-up of Jeff Lynne. You never really got I never got the sense that I could like see the performance.
Yeah.
You know, I could see it from, you know, the back of the house, but I didn't feel like I was part of the show. But musically, oh my God.
Yeah.
And the way people sang through the entire show. It was a giant choir gathering. I mean, it just didn't stop, but it brought me to the realization. I don't know who this woman was, right? But we've got to find her and thank her. She made Jeff Lynne's life a wreck. Right. And as I'm listening to the songs, I begin to realize every one of them is about some woman screwing him over in one way or another. OK, so there are some songs that aren't that way. But Don't Bring Me Down. She's doing exactly that. She's bringing him down. Turn to Stone. He's turning the stone because she's not coming home. She has left him. All right. Do You raises the question of, do you love me anyway?
Right.
Do you love me at all? Telephone Line. He's trying to call her to beg forgiveness. Can't Get You Out of My Head. She's gone. He wants her back. An Evil Woman. The bitch is a user. Cindy Graham's here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Well, Randy and I watched ELO too.
Oh, yeah?
On a DVD.
Oh, nice.
Of last year's Wembley or Buzz concert.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
Right. Oh, no, it was terrific. You probably got a better view of it all than I did.
Right. I bet it's a little different, though. Yeah. But yeah, it was. Yeah.
But musically, awesome. Cindy, musically, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect.
Even people's concert videos sounded good, which never is the case.
Although I got to tell you something, it really is annoying the amount of people who are watching the concert through their phone, you know, and recording their videos. It's going to sound like crap. Nobody wants to watch it.
No one goes
and when
back
you go
and
back
it.
And look at it, you're going to realize it sounds like crap. Please stop doing this. Just go to the damn concert.
Just be there. Right.
You know, right. That's what I'm telling you. Someday I'm going to put on my T-shirt that says, be where you are.
Uh-huh.
Right. Don't be there through your phone. Be there yourself.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
There is a married couple in Southwest China, and they've been trying to have a baby for the past 4 years, but could not conceive.
Okay.
All right. So the woman went to her gynecologist, Cindy, finally to ask for help. Right. And when she admitted that sex was, quote, unusually painful, the doctor decided to do an exam.
Yep.
Became clear why she hadn't gotten knocked up.
Okay.
They were having sex the wrong way.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. Oops.
I think you can guess the way they were having it.
Right? Oh, my
God. And the doctor came to a conclusion based on how painful it was for this poor woman. The doctor says, quote, and this is what I love this part of it. The couple were very young. The man, 26, the woman, 24. So apparently neither of them realized that it wasn't correct. Well, someone did, right? You know, she seemed to know. Right?
How off was her birds and the bees story?
But, well, let's put it this way. There weren't any bees, apparently.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all right.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
A sunny day ahead of us. The temperature getting up to about 90 degrees. A salute to all you parents who are sending your kids off to school today for the very first time in the school year. Now, up in Lehigh Valley, schools aren't open yet?
I think next week. I think after Labor Day.
Because kids are going back to school in Philadelphia today.
Stinks, man, when it's in August.
Oh, boy. You know. Well, I never experienced
me
that.
Me neither. Yeah, September is school time.
So who cares?
True.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you. Start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
If a big old John DeBella Show prize pack is going to please you, and you know, we could throw videos in that, we can throw a whole bunch of stuff in that.
Got a whole wall of Oscar winners.
We do. I mean, the amount of videos that we have in the office right now, I haven't handed out a video in the longest time. Got Adrift, that new movie with the people out on the boat and they're just, like, lost forever.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that? No, I haven't watched it yet either because it's in the office. But a lot of great films. We could do that, or we could do a $25 gift card. What do you think will work for Foley Fun?
Gift cards are always
gift card.
You know what? I think it depends on the level that the listener lives up to.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so you want grade to
grade
them.
Them. You want to grade them.
On their foliage.
Cindy, do you know what a Foley operator is?
I know it has something to do with the camera man, maybe.
It has something to do with the Foley operator, the guy who puts the sound effects back into movies.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The Foley operator is a guy like you know, if you film a scene and someone's walking down a hallway, the microphones that they're using are their body microphones. They really are only meant to pick up the voice.
Right.
So you need to go back and put those sound effects in. Mm-hmm. So what we decided this morning is we were going to have our own Foley Fun. We will tell you a story, and every time you hear the, right, really should only be the, right, but every time you hear that, right, you have to create the sound effect that the story needs, all right?
Oh, cool.
All right, and if you are the best of the people that we get to do this, right, you will walk away with the $25 gift card or the prize pack, whatever it is that the panel of judge.
Yes.
It seems that Steve's going to be the judge on this. The panel of judge determines that you should win. So I will give you a shot at that at 7:40 this morning. Right now, we're getting to something we're going to call Foley Fun. The Foley operator is the person who puts all the sound effects back in the movie. So when someone's walking down a hallway, you need that sound of steps. He puts them in that because when they're filming the movie, those sounds don't come through, and it makes it more lifelike. That is the Foley operator's job. So now when you see that come up in the credits, you're going to say, oh, that's what the Foley guy does. You don't want to know what the grip does. All right, so the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and we're going to have some Foley Fun with listeners being the Foley operator. Joining us now, our first player, is going to be Connie. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, you're already finding this fun, huh?
It's so funny.
Okay, fine. Now, we're going to let the audience vote on who the best is here. So if you believe it's going to be George and Connie, so when this is all over, if you believe George did the best job, you would text 1 to MGK, MGK. And if you believe Connie did the best job, text 2 to MGK, MGK, even though we're putting them on the air in reverse. All right, so Connie, understand, every time that you hear this ding, you have to put in the sound effects that is needed in the story, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Dave, why don't you start to tell Connie a story?
All right, here goes. John and Steve are sitting at home watching TV when the phone rings.
Okay.
John picks up the phone, but all he can make out is what sounds like someone choking.
Okay.
John hangs up the phone and they jump into the car and slam both doors.
All right.
Is the cat in there?
That sounds like the cat did get caught in the door.
They start the vehicle.
She peeled out. Wow.
Jeez. But then the car stalls. This is like a cartoon jalopy. Once they get going, Steve turns on the radio and it's tuned to a country station.
Hello, my boy, coming down on the road.
They shut off the radio and peel out.
Again, there's too many cats in this
story. Is
that story.
A starship?
All right.
There's so much traffic, John hangs out the window and makes the sound of a siren.
It's another cat. It's
another... Everything's a cat.
Is this Cindy Graham? Steve is laughing so hard that he misses the exit and hits a phone pole.
Okay. Okay, well, there is Connie. And Connie, why don't you hold on a
She's
second?
A regular Mel Blanc.
If you believe Connie is the best of the two, text 2 to MGK, MGK. Let's go over to George. How's it going, George?
It's going good. How are you?
I am fine. Now, you understand what you got to do here for Foley Fun.
I got it.
Okay, well, then, Steve,
I hope
why
George
don't you tell George
left the cats
a story?
At home today.
Yeah,
all right.
Please, I hope you left the cats at home, too.
All right, George, here we go. Leaves crunch underfoot. As Dave and Steve, a pair of Jehovah's Witnesses, approach the front door. Dave rings the doorbell, but oddly, it plays the opening riff to Smoke on the Water. Steve clears his throat.
I didn't even hear that one.
Steve didn't clear his throat in preparation for his pitch. From their place on the porch, they can hear the growing sound of a dog barking.
It wasn't Scooby-Doo lived in this house.
It grew in pitch. One would think it was a vicious dog, but moments later, a giant dog crashes through the backyard fence with a long growl. It sets its sights on its unwanted guests. Three loud barks are all that are needed to send Dave and Steve screaming down the street.
This might be the silliest bit we have ever done in our lives. All right, so if you believe George was the better of the two, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you're going with Connie, text 2 to MGK, MGK. And momentarily we will know who is the best Foley artist. Let's go to Cindy. Let's see what Cindy has to say. You heard our Foley artist this morning. All right, who would you vote for if you were voting for one of the two of them, George or Connie?
Well, if anyone has anything that sounds like a cat, how can I not prefer them?
No-brainer for Cindy.
Well, I've got to tell you something. Right? There was the sound that they should have been playing. Here is the sound I should have been playing. It seems that the cat people have come out in favor of Connie. Right, Connie is our Foley winner this morning, so she'll get the John DiBella Show prize pack of her choosing. Steve, what do you think she should get?
Well, I'll clear out some of the movies we have in the wall of Wall of movies. They're really good. You're going to like them, Connie. Phenomenal movies. And I'll find some other stuff that's in the office.
And some other stuff.
Yeah. It's a big-time prize pack, guys. Listen, I came to today on a Monday fully prepared to give stuff out.
Okay. I'm glad. All right. You really like that movie, Adrift, right?
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, good.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We're going to do this.
In the herd.
Let me take you to Southern Oregon, where 23-year-old guy named Anthony Clark saw a car parked on the side of the road, and even though a few cops were standing right by it, waiting to get it towed, he decided to hop in and steal it.
Oh.
Okay, he gets into a high-speed chase with some other cops, which included busting through chain-link fences, going the wrong way down a bunch of different roads, and running over two sets of spike strips. Oh. The cops caught up with him, and when the cops did catch up with him, he jumps out of the car, runs into a trailer park, and tries to steal another car. Why did he do it? Well, he told police that he had taken LSD and didn't realize it was real life. He thought he was playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, God.
All right. Jeez. Unfortunately for him, the I thought life was a video game excuse really didn't work. And he's been arrested on charges of driving under the influence, car theft, eluding the police, and reckless endangerment.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, 26-year-old named Maurice Castaneda. He broke into a house in Newport Richey, Florida, 6 p.m.-ish on Friday night. Now, Maurice was armed with a rake.
With a rake?
Yes, he was.
Spring rake or regular rake?
Doesn't say. Okay. I'm assuming that it was a hard rake since okay. It is a weapon. He was also drunk and naked. Started swinging this rake at the guy that was inside, assuming that that was the guy who owns the house, until that man grabbed a hammer and he went on offense. Maurice took off running, but this guy chased him. He got in three good shots with the hammer before cops came and arrested Maurice for burglary and aggravated battery.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
An unnamed man found himself on the wrong side of the law while passing out in a Fullerton, California McDonald's drive-thru. It was just past 2:30 in the morning when cops found the guy zonked out in the drive-thru. And to add to the good times, they also found 96 grams of McMeth in the front seat with him. There were also a few items lying around that led police to believe that he was intending to sell the stuff. No further details have been released about the man's arrest, but it's safe to say it wasn't pretty for him when he woke up in unfamiliar surroundings.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, this is rare, a computer virus that actually did some good for a change.
Okay.
A 22-year-old, I'll just call him a scumbag, in Gary, Indiana, named Joseph Harvey, was using his phone last Wednesday when a message popped up that his activity was being monitored by the FBI. Then his phone shut off and wouldn't turn back on.
Yikes.
Now, if he had just borrowed someone else's phone or Googled on a computer, he would have found out that this was a computer virus. He didn't do that. So he did the next thing. He went to a police station and turned himself in for downloading child pornography.
Oh.
Okay. Turns out he was trying to download some illegal content when the FBI message popped up, so he assumed it was real and decided that he'd be better off turning himself in than trying to run. The cops took the phone. It was working perfectly when they turned it on, found several items that he had already downloaded, and is now facing a felony charge for possession of child pornography.
In the herd.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.